Hey guys, it's Jeff and
Morrow.
And at New York Comic Con, we got to interview Robert Carradine and Curtis Armstrong, which is pretty much a lifelong dream of ours. And we got to ask him some pretty important questions, I think.
I think so. We made a connection.
And as you probably all know, they're the hosts of TBS's King of the Nerds, which is returning to television.
On TBS.
Yes, TBS. Very funny.
Money is funny.
No, it's very funny.
Oh.
Thursday, January 23rd at 10, 9 Central. Yep. And yeah, so give it a listen and learn something, why don't you?
Don't forget, Thursday, January 23rd at 10 p.m. 9 Central on TBS.
You want to say it again?
So stick around for the interview. We had a blast. Thank you so much to Robert Carradine and Curtis Armstrong. Take it away, Jeffy.
All right, listen up.
We just cry.
That's fabulous.
And growing.
Yeah, we're really excited. The fact that we're even here, that's like testament to what we've been doing.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, yeah. It's fun to meet you guys. I had a question about the show. I know you're both executive producers. How did you both create the idea of the show? Is that your baby to do the show?
Well, we had tried to create it about 7 years ago, and it didn't quite take then. So just as a fluke, I called Curtis the summer of 2010 and said, maybe we should try this again. And this time when we went to Electus, production partner, they begged us not to take it anywhere else. Just give us a few days. And so they really loved it. They just loved the whole idea of it.
It's a really unique show, and I'm wondering, does TBS give you a lot of freedom with that, or are they there with you, holding your hand every step of the way, or they just let you do whatever you want to do?
A big TBS element on set, but they don't really...
You know, I mean, we got it to the point where... I mean, it developed from the time Bobby and I pitched it. It developed to what it is now. Because our production partners are people who have had a lot of experience in reality, which we haven't. Neither of us have had anything to do with reality before. I mean, television.
Right.
Before. And so we were, you know, there were things we didn't realize worked or didn't work and so on. So our production partners have done Survivor and all these different reality shows. Mm-hmm. So they know all of that stuff. By the time we got to air, we had developed it to the point where TBS really didn't have that much. I mean, they have notes, naturally.
Right.
But the basic overall thing is pretty much set. So it just becomes, you know, working out before we even cast, working out what the challenges are is the big deal.
Right. Do you guys have a favorite challenge of all time?
I'd say maybe one of the favorite challenges of all time is going to be coming up in
spoiler alert.
In season 2, but of course we can't talk about it.
No. But from the first season,
mm-hmm.
I loved it. It's funny, maybe it's because I'm a theater nerd at heart, but I loved the musical when they came up with the nerd anthem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were off the charts with that one.
I thought that was fabulous.
Watching the show, I try to put myself in their shoes, and I see that one. I see that one as one I could never, ever, ever do.
I mean, this is the thing that I love about it, is that it's so out of control, and they have to do it in such a short amount of time. Such a huge thing.
I mean, they did that overnight.
Yeah, it's amazing what they came up with.
I will admit that the first episode, when you gave the speech about getting picked last...
Yeah.
I did get a little sentimental. You saw me get like all teared up.
He looked over at me and he's just like...
The one thing that we have emphasized, Bobby and I have emphasized from the beginning with our producing partners, whatever they wanted to do and wherever they wanted to go with it, they had to remember Bobby's speech from the end of Revenge of the Nerds.
That was the caption of our first episode of our podcast. We quoted you.
Really?
Yeah, you guys pretty much are like the embryo of what started us. Like, just to be ourselves, like, to do what we love without being backlash. Just doing what we want, being nerds. We're nerds. Yeah.
Well, that is the essence of it. The idea that we do not, you know, I mean, it's competitive, and it gets heated, but ultimately the nerds, you treat the nerds like human beings. That's what the whole point of it is. That's the whole point of his speech at the end of that movie.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what we have always focused on.
That's great. Well, the 30th anniversary of the movie's coming up, and I was wondering if at the time when you were making it, did you see it as something that was going to be so significant to people? Did you see yourselves as future role models, or was it just like a fluke? You're just like, wow, that movie, that fun movie we made.
Actually, but
no, I mean, I had no idea. I mean, I just, it's constantly amazing to me. I mean, it was a series of discoveries. It was like we thought it was just going to open and close,
mm-hmm.
and then but we weren't taking into account cable, which was still new,
right?
Or VHS, which was barely starting. So it would go on cable and it would run on cable forever, and then it came out on VHS and it ran on, you know, and sold all, you know. And so it just had this life that we weren't expecting, because I anyway was thinking in terms of movies as being stuff you watched on TV at night.
Mm-hmm.
Once they had their run in the theaters, no idea that it would wind up where it is. And then with the internet, it just...
And now with Netflix and all these other platforms, you know, it just lives on and on and on.
Based off on the history of the show and the movie, will we see any cameos from your co-stars in the movie in the show, whether it be judges or...
Uh-oh. Oh, I see a smirk.
I didn't
see sparks.
Say anything.
I just see sparks.
No. No, I didn't say it.
Clairvoyant aspect of this interview.
Ooh. I'm a witch.
We do have some guest stars, guest judges this year. But we're not going to say who they are.
We're not.
Because we'll get in trouble.
That's as far as we go.
All right, well, I guess we'll leave it at that then. Thank you very much,
guys,
for your time.
It's been a pleasure.
This was amazing.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And thank you again for the poster. It's beautiful.
So is that great or what?
Awesome interview.
I bet you all loved it and you want to listen again. And all you got to do is go back to the beginning of the timeline. And there you go.
You can go back?
Yeah.
You can go back?
You rewind. But yeah, that's TBS's King of the Nerds, and it comes back to television on Thursday, January 23rd at 10 p.m., 9 central. And at the end there, you might have heard Curtis Armstrong thanking Morrow for a beautiful poster.
Humble brag.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it. I did give him one of my posters. Actually, I gave him both each one of my special 30th anniversary Revenge of the Nerds posters, which I made specifically to give to them at some point during my life, which thankfully happened not too long ago.
Yeah, you didn't have to hold on to that one too long, huh?
I guess I could die now. I'm done. But it was awesome. They loved it. They literally loved it. And, like, you know, Curtis couldn't stop gushing over it. You know, Robert Carradine loved it. He thanked me a lot, shook my hand for it.
Mm-hmm.
And the best part as an artist was, like, you know, I'd go in thinking they're going to just throw it away, or, you know, give it away to some nerd when we leave. And as we go afterwards to interview them, as I'm walking out of the interview, I see that their helpers or their friends are there with them in the room holding on to the print I gave them each. So I was like, oh my god, I'm gonna keep it. And then he thanks me when I'm leaving. So for me, that's like a pepperoni and yellow pizza pie.
Is that a saying?
I don't know. That's what they tell me.
So where can these nerds grab a copy for themselves?
Oh, if you want one of the anniversary prints for Revenge of the Nerds, go to my website. It's MrMorrow.com. That's MrMaro.com. And pop yourself out, man. Treat yourself.
Enjoy.
The nerds did.
They're probably looking at it right now. And you could be too.
I'm in heaven. But don't forget, thank you guys. King of the Nerds returning back on January 23rd at 10 p.m. 9 central time. Only on TBS.
Very funny.